magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. It's the Prime Life Times in Review, where we oftentimes have special content contributors or special guests joining us in the studio, along with co-hosts for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Marianne Simpkins.
Hello.
We're hearing from the crowd. All right. Well, we have two special guests, an old friend and a newer friend, and I think our topic today hopefully is going to be helpful. As you may know, it's National Assisted Living Week, and we're going to talk about that because this is a great week to raise awareness, and we have two specialists, two people that have a real heart for the seniors and the work that they do. They've been involved in their respective fields for a number of years, kind of experts in ministering to and reaching out to the seniors and those that they serve through their organizations, Amber Glenn. And you might notice their great ad. I love this ad in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. If you turn to page A7, you'll see, "We salute your service. For all veterans and or their surviving spouses, we are offering two things." And they talk about their various services there in Urbana at Amber Glen. And that's Karen Gert, who you've heard from before. She's answered a lot of questions. She took us through a whole litany of things to be aware of.
An assessment. And
an assessment for seniors as they may be experiencing memory loss, and how to break things down into simple, manageable things, and how to keep them engaged and active. And it was very helpful, very
well-received.
So Karen Gert has served as the Community Resource Director at Amber Glen, and Sandy Hockman, it's the first time visit here.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sandy's not only familiar with radio, but she's been on CI Living, and so TV, radio. Sandy's the Community Relations Coordinator at Evergreen Place in Champaign and has enjoyed that position for the last 1.5 years, but has been in this field for over 10 years and has a sales background, I believe.
And 30-plus years.
All right. And so, Sandy, we're interested in talking with you and Karen because this is National Assisted Living Week, and we want to learn a little more about the services that both of you provide. And so why don't we start off with you, Sandy. Tell us a little about what goes on during the special week and why is there such a thing as National Assisted Living Week?
It is a week that is set aside nationwide for assisted living communities to be able to really celebrate the wonderful staff that we have, but also to celebrate the wonderful residents that we have by coming up with some wonderful programs and delights throughout the week to make it really extra special.
And your staff gets involved
and
kind of spoils the residents and encourages them.
We do that every day. Yeah. We don't need just National Assisted Living Week to do that.
Now, Karen, do you have any special functions or programs? I think you had themes each day this week, some dress-up themes and other things going on.
We do, but this is one of the activities, being on this radio program to make people aware.
Yeah.
But on Monday, we started out with making sundaes for our residents, and they loved them. You should have seen our program director. She put together the best-looking sundaes. I mean, you can't buy them that look that good.
Yeah.
Tuesday is Western Day, and so all the staff is dressing up, you know, in their Western gear and celebrating with hot dogs, toppings, coleslaw, potato chips, you know, Western kinds of foods. Today, we're doing Fiesta Day, and we're going to be doing taco bowls, virgin margaritas.
I feel like I need to come out here.
I think we need to hold this program over there. Tacos sound pretty good to me right now.
Why didn't we do that?
How about the virgin margaritas? Salsa and chips. And so that's what we're doing on that day. And the staff really have a great time, you know, dressing up. Aloha Day is Thursday, and we're doing Hawaiian sliders, rainbow fruit bowls, which is slices of pineapple, watermelon, and cantaloupe. And then on Friday, we're going to wind it up with Carnival Day. So we're going to have a carnival. But, you know, the theme of this year's assisted living theme is caring is essential. And it's caring in terms of our staff and how we want to honor our staff, but also our residents and their families.
Yeah, I think what both of you have a real passion for is having the seniors feel connected, involved, growing. Sometimes the indictment on care facilities are, oh, it's just a place to send the seniors and then they're left. But you're both engaged in having them healthy and growing and active and learning and involved. And you both have a real heart for this kind of work. Sandy, was this something that you trained for many years, or did you just say, you know, I want to help seniors. I want to love on them. I want them active and engaged. What brought you to Evergreen Place?
I had a friend who knew I was in sales, and we actually had worked together. And so she learned that there was an opening at a community, and they weren't having luck finding someone. And she called me, and she said, I really feel like you need to discover this particular life-changing opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly tell you, I did step away from assisted living for maybe about a year. Mm-hmm. And I knew it day two when I went into another career path. I made the worst decision of my life.
Wow.
And I truly believe that God has led me to this industry. I have a passion for helping people.
Right.
And there is nothing more rewarding than when you have the opportunity to do that every single day.
Yeah. Well, I can vouch that you really do exude that, Sandy, because I have a friend that lives at Evergreen Place. And you guys, and you especially, I mean, you just do exude that kind of, I guess, compassion, but effervescent care about these individuals living there.
It's kind of like a real calling and
a
gift
well,
set
a
that
calling.
People have. Yeah, and you're fulfilling that. And I know, Karen, you've written a number of articles and have
done
a lot of research and development. And, yes, you might oftentimes see one of Karen's articles in our Prime Life Times papers. But you also have a unique ability and gift set to want the best for these seniors.
Well, I want the best for these seniors, but I also want the best for their family members. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, when you get to the point where you have to place a family member in a memory care community like ours, it's very difficult for them and very emotional. So, you know, I get to see both sides of the spectrum where I get to help the residents and work with the residents and work with our program director to come up with programs and activities for them, but also then to help the family member understand that they can be a better caregiver if they let somebody else do the day-to-day. And then they can be a better caregiver and focus on their health as well.
You know, when I was young, I just have to say, I don't think things like this existed. I really think that people either stayed at home or they went to a nursing home.
That was typically the bridge from home to
and
safety.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, not only does assisted living exist, I mean, you two are both from very different. Amber Glenn is memory care. Evergreen Place is more just people who don't need that right now so much, I think.
It's assisted living.
Yeah.
But we don't have a memory care.
Right.
So that is what uniquely sets Karen and I apart. We provide a lot of the same services.
Uh-huh.
But certainly, as Karen just mentioned, when you're dealing with people who have Alzheimer's or dementia, it certainly takes a different approach.
And so now we not only have assisted living, we have different types of assisted living that are catered to the community. And I just think it's awesome that in our country this even exists. I love it.
And I just want to say one thing about that, because when I was in high school, my first job was in a nursing home, and I set the tables, the dining room tables, and I did the dishes and all of that. And I just, you know, remember what nursing homes looked like back then. And, you know, like if you come to Amber Glen or you go to Evergreen Place, you know, they're just so very different than they were back then, with the narrow halls and nothing to do.
And, you know, people didn't know what to do back then until these concepts had come to fruition.
Right.
Now, are you both accepting visitors? How would somebody who's tuned in today maybe get more engaged or learn more about your facilities? Would you drive them towards a website, or is there a virtual tour that they can take?
Now we're coming onto the COVID region.
What's the best way for somebody to learn a little more as they're exploring options for their folks or just want a little more information?
At Evergreen Place, I am able to give families a virtual tour. I certainly can connect with you through FaceTime if you have an iPhone or Zoom. I'm able to bring you literally into the community in that regard, virtually. However, I will say, since the advent of COVID, we are not accepting visitors to our community, and that being in place is simply for the reason that we want to make sure that our current family members, our residents, are safe.
Yeah, for their well-being.
Absolutely, absolutely. But certainly all you have to do is call me at Evergreen Place. I would be happy to learn more of your situation and certainly guide you, whatever works for you, whether, again, it's a Zoom call, a FaceTime call, or that virtual link, which is very helpful. Happy to oblige in any way that I can. 217-530-4300.
That's 217-530-4300. That's Sandy Hockman. She's the Community Relations Coordinator at Evergreen Place right here in Champaign. And also with us is Karen Gert, who's the Community Resource Director at Amber Glen. And you provide specialized services a little different than what Sandy and Evergreen Place provides. Maybe talk a little about the differences.
Well, the differences are that at Amber Glen, we specialize in memory care. That is all that we do. And so what I like to say is, like, if you had a cardiac problem, you would go to a cardiologist. If you had a cancer, you would go to an oncologist. If you have memory issues, you know, you want to come to somebody that, like ourselves, that specializes in memory care. We train our staff well in addressing memory issues, et cetera. And when you said, what are you doing? You know, we're also doing virtual tours. Right now we're doing outdoor visits, window visits, phone calls, FaceTime calls, those kinds of things. But I'm hoping coming down the pike, as we're looking at winter, we're going to be able to figure out how to do some scheduled indoor visits.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to applaud you folks because, as you know, it's all over the entire nation's news how our nursing homes and assisted living places handling COVID with our seniors. And thank you. You've clearly done an excellent job.
Now, Karen, is there a phone number for them to call, or would you drive them towards the website? How can they find out more information?
Well, they can call 384-0100. Of course, that's area code 217. And they can ask for me or my administrator, Carla, and either one of us will be happy to talk to them. I love getting those calls because I like learning about what the situation is, you know, what the situation of the potential resident is, the family member's situation. And I also then like to share who we are, what we do, and what sets us apart.
Mm-hmm. To find out more, that's 217-384-0100. Now, you both kind of touched on this earlier about some of the things that you enjoy about working with seniors, but I'm thinking a lot of our listeners are seniors, and how do you put them at ease because they're like, I don't know about this assisted living. I don't know. I've lived in my home for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. What are some of the positive things that they can learn or be aware of? And how would you pitch the senior to say, this is a great community that you're going to really thrive in?
I would say, first and foremost, it's going to depend on each individual's unique situation. Mm-hmm. What I learn the most is most seniors really don't know what assisted living is. As we spoke to earlier, many people think that my son, my daughter, are going to check me into a skilled nursing home. Yeah. And I assure you there's nothing wrong with a skilled nursing home if you have a higher acuity of need. However, with assisted living, you have safety built in, 24-hour safety with on-care, on-site caregivers. We provide 3 made-from-scratch meals per day. Sometimes the nutrition is off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the medication is off. We have medication assistance should you need it. There are so many safety needs that we can provide, but what we'll do if you do need the care, and I say if because not everybody who lives at Evergreen Place requires care services, but that care plan that we can manage for you is catered to you. Right. It's unique to you.
Yeah, very individualized.
Very individualized. Yeah. And as you age in place or those needs become greater, we certainly can cater that care plan to meet those needs as you age in place.
Okay, so at Amber Glen, the things that we do in terms of working with our family members, when you have memory issues, one of the important things to do is keep people engaged. You know, we don't want people in their rooms. We want them out and about the community. So we have programs that we call our Meaningful Moment programs, mm-hmm. and we develop our programs and our activities around their life story. So maybe they were a real estate agent, or maybe they were a hairdresser or a teacher. So we build our programs around, you know, things that they can relate to in their life. Maybe they were, you know, a homemaker. And so we do those kinds of things. So the other thing that I think is really important is, Sandy, you alluded to it, and that is the nutrition. And since I'm a dietitian, you know, I think that's really important. And we offer, you know, making sure 3 balanced meals per day, 3 snacks per day. But the other thing that's really important as they're aging in place is hydration. And so we really push hydration because that prevents things like UTIs and things like that. And you know, just making sure that we encourage them, because, you know, they won't do it unless we encourage them.
I feel like I need a dietitian.
Yeah, yeah.
Hydration,
we need to bring somebody on staff here, right?
Yeah.
Monitor the food.
That's true. We forget lunch half the time.
Now, some of you might be scratching your heads thinking, Karen Gert, is she a friend or a neighbor of mine? I'm so familiar with her voice.
Okay.
That's because of the Amber Glenn Memory Care Moments
you're hearing on
Great News Radio. Mm-hmm. They're phenomenal. They're these like 30 or 40 second little tips on how to help your senior thrive, practical ideas on how to do simple tasks or how to flourish in various ways. And so those are an ongoing treat that you can hear on Great News Radio. We appreciate Karen came into the studio and recorded a number of those spots.
They're very nice, Karen.
Yeah, they're
Thank you.
And we appreciate all your background and your research, because your heart is really, how can we have seniors engaged and developing and growing and still flourishing in senior years, or where you give tips to family members that are kind of struggling with, you know, ma or pa doesn't always retain all the information, or they don't always recognize me. And so how do you speak to some of us that our loved ones are getting a little older? How do we continue to honor them and respect them when they're maybe struggling or not the same person that we always knew?
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because it is something that a family member like the adult child will definitely struggle with, because they're used to the parent being the adult, and now they really have to step into that role, and that role reversal is difficult. So one of the things, you know, I listen to them, and I listen to what they say the behaviors are, like, you know, one day, mom is lucid, the next day she can't remember what she had for lunch, and help them understand that all of those things are typical of the disease, and that it is a progressive disease. And so, you know, it will get to the point where, you know, if they can't remember that their spouse passed away, or they are sitting at the table talking to their spouse, you know, it's not that you would say to them, oh, well, dad passed away, blah, blah, blah. You just go along with them. You have to, as the adult child, you know, take that role, and you have to step into their life, not ask them to step into yours.
Right. And show that sensitivity and care, and continue to love and just touch, be there for them.
Touch and music are two great tools that are really helpful.
Well, you're both so in touch with your separate communities and what they need and respecting them. It's very impressive to me. And I know Evergreen is putting together a video here during this week, and probably because of COVID partly, but the video from everybody's, like, grandkids, kids, whatever, and they're going to show it. That's so cool.
We actually had the privilege of watching that yesterday.
Really?
And it was just amongst the team to do a preview. We're actually going to be sharing that as a surprise for our residents on Friday.
Okay.
But I can tell you that there was not a dry eye in that office yesterday.
Oh.
And I still, even as of last night, went home and said to my husband, I have never been touched by something that exceeded all of our expectations as far as the beautiful sentiments that were sent out to our residents from families even far, far away.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the local ones that, you know, we were in touch with through this video message. They're getting messages from their great-great-grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was just heartwarming to see. So,
well, the work you put into it to make it so good for people, it just, it really warms my heart, because I think living in a community in a country that honors older people and seniors and treats them with respect and dignity is just so vital.
And I'm going to give you both an opportunity, but what would you like to say to our seniors? Because this country is so great because of how they've invested in this country, what they've given or passed on to us. But what would be a closing thought? Because we have so many seniors, and we want to honor them and appreciate them and love on them, and we're truly indebted to them.
You know, we are, and I would just say thank you for all that you've done. I mean, something as simple as that. You've brought us along. You've trained us up. You've, you know, you've helped us be who we are. Now, we want to, you know, honor that by helping you as you age.
I would like to emulate the same thing. I think many times our parents feel that they are a burden to their children. And certainly, I have an 87-year-old father myself, and I can tell you that he's not a burden.
Right.
As a child, you want the best outcome for your parents. And I think with Karen and I, we have that opportunity every day to speak with families who are searching for a resource, searching to an individual who can provide them the right solutions when things really are unraveling at home. Mm-hmm. And it's the most heartwarming experience when you can do that.
I think on some level, we all stand on the shoulders of the past generation.
Yeah. We do.
And I was thinking as you were saying that, you know, any loving parent, they'll sacrifice and do anything for their kids. I mean, we've all been parents.
Yeah.
We would give up anything. And in the same way, we got to help our seniors, our parents understand, in the same way they loved on us, that it's our time to love on them and for them to receive it and understand that it's okay to be needy or to allow us to shower our love on them.
And not just your parents.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And on true. One another. All right. Well, you can find out more about Evergreen Place by calling Sandy at 217-530-4300, 217-530-4300, or Karen at Amber Glen at 217-384-0100, 217-384-0100. If you're driving along and didn't get a chance to write down those numbers, you can just call the station. We'll have all this information for you. But thank you, Karen. Thank you, Sandy, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
And thank you.
Highly recommend both of these communities, and I just appreciate both of your hearts for the seniors that we have and the ways you can uniquely provide services for them. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through. Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you.
As a year have passed away, it seems like yesterday, the love I had for you back then would never fade away, and all the time and memories of life that seems so dear could not replace the way I feel just knowing you are near.
Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through. Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you. The pain and hurt that life can bring is sometimes hard to bear. The tears we've shed for those we lost had left us in despair. But no matter what we face in life, it can turn out for the best. For when we put our trust in God, He'll see us through the test. Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through. Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you. And though sometimes the trail was